We now have our scripture reading for today is in the book of Judges, chapter 15, verse 9 to 20.
我们今天阅读的经文在士师记15章第9至20节。
Let us read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们先用英文读,一同读,到然后我用中文一同读。
Let us read together. The Philistines retaliated by setting up camp in Judah and raiding the town of Lehi. The men of Judah asked the Philistines, "Why have you attacked us?" The Philistines replied, "We've come to capture Samson. We have come to pay him back for what he did to us." So 3,000 men of Judah went down to get Samson at the cave in the rock of Etam. They said to Samson, "Don't you realize the Philistines rule over us? What are you doing to us?" But Samson replied, "I only pay them back for what they did to me." But the men of Judah told him, "We have come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." "All right," Samson said, "but promise that you won't kill me yourselves. We will tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." They replied, "We won't kill you." So they tied him up with two new ropes and led him away from the rock. As Samson arrived at Lehi, the Philistines came shouting in triumph. But the Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of Samson, and he snapped the ropes on his arms as if they were burnt strands of flax, and they fell from his wrists. Then he picked up a donkey's jawbone that was lying on the ground and killed 1,000 Philistines with it. And Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, I made heaps on heaps. With the jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone, and the place was named Jawbone Hill. Now Samson was very thirsty, and he cried out to the Lord, "You have accomplished this great victory by the strength of your servant. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of these pagan people?" So God caused water to gush out of a hollow in the ground at Lehi, and Samson was revived as he drank. Then he named that place the Spring of the One Who Cried Out, and it is still in Lehi to this day. Samson was Israel's judge for 20 years, while the Philistines ruled the land.
我同来读中文，是士师记15章9至12节。 非利士人尚去安营在犹大，好散在离希。犹大人说：你们为何上来攻击我们呢？他们说：我们上来是要捆绑参孙，他向我们行，我们也要向他怎样行。于是有3000犹大人下到以但纳的热中，对参孙说：非利士人管辖我们。 你们知道么？你向我们行的是什么事呢？他回答说：他们向我怎样行，我也要向他们怎样行。犹大人对他说：我们下来是要捆绑你，将你交在非利士人手中。参孙说：你们要向我起誓，应承你们自己不害死我。他们说： 你们，只要将你捆绑交在非利士人手中，于是用2条新绳捆绑参孙，将他从以但盘带上去。参孙到了尼希，非利士人都迎着敲孙。耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他臂上的绳就像火烧的麻一样。 他的捆绳都从手上脱落下来，他见一块未干的芦穗骨，就伸手拾起来，容易击杀1000人。参孙说：我用芦穗骨杀完成堆，用芦穗骨杀了1000人。说完这话，就把那芦穗骨从手里抛出去了，那地便叫拉末尼希。 参孙甚觉口渴，就求耶和华说：你既藉仆人的手施行这么大的拯救，岂可任我渴死？ 落在未受割礼的手中呢，神就使利希的挖处裂开，有水从中涌出，参孙喝了精神复原，因此那泉名叫任哈哥利，那泉直到今日还在利希。当非利士人辖管以色列人的时候，参孙作以色列的士师20年。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福啊，讲啊同听嘅。
Children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
啊，小孩子可以落去上主日学。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Samson.
啊，今日啊，程牧师讲嘅题目就系参孙。
It's going to be interesting to see if I can, in 20 minutes or so, cover the entire narrative of the story of Samson.
咁我睇下咧，可唔可以喺20分钟之内咧就讲晒参孙呢一个嘅描述
？Samson is an intriguing story, isn't it?
参孙嘅故事系好得意嘅。
If you're a summer action film buff.You'll see the elements of this story, this historical narrative, in movies that you like.
咁如果你好中意睇动作片嘅话咧，你就会睇见咧参孙所讲嘅嘢咧，就好似咧你去睇一套嘅电影咁样。
Right? Look at the mix that's here. There's tremendous violence. There is sex. There is superpowerness. There are all these elements that.Draw people into action films.
咁咧，当你睇嘅时候，你发喺当中咧，佢充满咗好多咧暴力啦、性啦，同埋有好多咧，好似好超自然嘅能力咁样，就好似人哋睇一套嘅动作片。
But to understand what the author is telling us here, you need to take the entire narrative, the entire book of Judges, the entire Bible, and read Samson's story.In light of that,
但如果你要知道咧，究竟喺呢一度佢讲到神要讲啲咩嘅时候，你就需要咧睇晒成本嘅士师记喺当中嚟到去明白究竟要带出啲乜嘢嘢。
And when you do that,
当你咁做嘅时候
，you'll be perplexed and maybe somewhat disturbed in seeing the developments.
咁当你系咁嘅时候，你就会可能咧睇见点解佢咁样发展，你而去感觉到咧系好惊讶。
Israel, God's people, have been waning, declining spiritually, spiraling down.
你睇见神嘅子民以色列人，佢哋就喺佢哋嘅属灵嗰度一路嘅每况愈下。
And as the birth of Samson, as we've looked in Sunday school in chapter 13, we see this, wow, this fanfare, this glimmer of hope that this angel of the Lord comes to Samson's mom. And we think, wow, a great leader is going to come.
咁咧睇主日学嘅时候，我哋就睇见究竟参孙系点样出生嘅时候，咁你系见到咧神嘅使者嚟到，对佢妈妈点样讲说话，好似咧即系一个好伟大嘅人要诞生咁样。
We get so excited because it seems like something special is going to happen.
咁我哋咧好似好兴奋，有啲好特别嘅嘢要发生咁样。
And then what?
咁但系点咧？
As you look and read in the narrative, what disappointment.
咁但系当你继续去睇呢个描述嘅时候咧，你就会发觉令我哋好失望。
This is the powerful deliverer for Israel, the military leader that's going to save Israel.
呢一个就系要去拯救以色列人，满有能力嘅呢一个拯救者，就系以色列人嘅嗰个军事嘅领袖。
Instead, we find the most flawed of the 12 judges in the book.
但系咧，我哋发觉咧喺士师记里面，似乎呢一个咧就系我哋喺众多嘅士师里面最多弱点嘅嗰一个。
If you're familiar with the story, Samson is a violent, impulsive, sexually addicted, emotionally immature, and selfish man.
咁如果你熟悉參孫嘅時候，你就發覺咧，佢係一個充滿咗呢個暴力，咁同埋咧就係縱容佢自己喺呢個性當中，同埋係一個好自私嘅人。
And what is most disturbing He's anointed with the Spirit of God to use his fits of pride, fits of temper, to accomplish God's purpose.
另外你更加去難明白的就是他竟然是被神的靈高活了然後以他的高傲來幫這些以色列人。
You see, the narrator of this historical narrative is not just reporting to us. He's teaching us something.
在這裡他給你的描述其實不是只是告訴我們發生了什麼事而是其實對我們在當中是要教導我們一些東西。
And as, again, judge is not a judiciary person, as we think judge in our day and age. Judge is a military leader to save Israel from its apostasy.
跟我們今天所認識的就是士師或者是這個judge這個詞來講是很不同的在當時來講他不是說要去做一些什麼審判的工作他只不過是一些軍事的領袖來到去怎樣的來到去將以色列人在他們敵人當中拯救出來
Prior to Samson, all the judges were raised up to lead Israel and Israel rallied around its leaders, its judges to fight the enemy
在參孫之前,就是這些士師興起的時候,就是帶領以色列人來跟他們的敵人去對抗。那些人都是去環繞著這個士師的。But
what do we see? No one, not a single person in Judah, rallying behind Samson to fight the Philistines, the enemies of God.
但是呢,當你看到參孫的時候,似乎沒有一個猶太人,猶太人呢,是走來去擁戴這個參孫,來到去跟他一起去打這個菲利士人。The
downward cycle is so appalling! So appalling! It should disturb us!
你可以在這裡看見,就是他們那個每況愈下是多麼厲害。
The redemptive elements of the rescuers, the saviors that have been risen to save Israel is dwindling, dwindling to almost nothing.
那我們看見這些被興起要去拯救以色列人的領袖好像他們那個要去發揮他們拯救的能力都是一路這樣的低落。And
so if you're a religious type person, if you have a religious or from a traditional culture, you might be disturbed in seeing a Samson in the Bible.
如果你是一個傳統文化裡面的人,或者是你是一個有宗教的人的時候,當你看見參孫這樣的時候,你可能心裡面都覺得很不舒服。
Maybe less so if you're an irreligious type of person, and seeing a person raise up like a celebrity with all their flaws, it might not mean a whole lot to you.
或者如果你不是有什麼宗教的時候,當你看見參孫,他在這樣的情況裡面,有這麼多的弱點,你不覺得是什麼東西。But
let me ask you, what is this story doing here? How are we to understand it?
我想問一下大家,在這個我們所看的這個故事裡面,對我們來說有什麼意思呢?
And my simple answer to you is this, the Gospel. The Gospel. That's why Samson is in the Bible. The Gospel.
我給你一個很簡單的答案,就是這個福音,以至為何參孫這件事會在聖經裡面。Because
Judges shows us, the book of Judges shows us clearly that the Bible is not a book of role models or virtuous types of people.
因為呢,士師記給我們看見的就是說,不是一班英雄,一班很有美德的人。
It's not there to inspire you to live a certain moral life. It's not something that you try to emulate these people with, though sin is dangerous and we should not sin. It's about a loving God, a merciful God, a long-suffering God who refuses to let his people go.
He is 放棄佢嗰啲子民。
The purpose of the Samson narrative, the purpose of the book of Judges, is to point us to Jesus Christ.
士師記或者係參孫呢件事，所以帶俾我哋嘅係要將我哋指向耶穌基督。
And to show us that God can use flawed people like you and me to accomplish great things, to bring glory to the living God.
係俾我哋睇見神可以用呢啲係軟弱嘅人，好似參孫，好似我哋咁樣樣，嚟到去將榮耀交俾神。
Today's world, again, if you're an irreligious type, these high standards of morality and virtue, you don't like if you're an irreligious type.
咁今日如果你係牧宗教嘅時候咧，你對於一啲嘅高嘅道德嘅標準啊，呢啲美德呢啲嘢咧，你會覺得係冇用嘅。
I don't know if you've noticed, because again, as I scan the room, most of you are more traditionalist.More of a religious background, and so I won't harp on the irreligious side. But if you know people, your friends and neighbors, engaging with them in a postmodern world, we tear down heroes, we deconstruct heroes.
咁咧，我哋在中咧，好多人都喺傳統文化長大，咁我哋咧都係有我哋嘅宗教信仰。咁但係咧，喺我哋嘅朋友，我哋所認識嘅人當中，喺呢個後現代嘅社會裏邊，有好多嘅人，佢哋都係冇宗教嘅時候，佢哋咧就會對於一啲咧有一啲英雄啦，一啲有道德嘅人咧，佢哋嘗試咧就要去踩低佢哋。
We prefer celebrities. That we gravitate celebrities because they're quote unquote authentic. We see their flaws.
咁咧，我哋好中意咧去睇一啲咧有名嘅人啊、明星啊啲。咁因為咧喺當中咧，我哋發覺咧，我哋睇見佢哋嘅弱點。
This is why society doesn't really care in the political world if your candidate that you choose is a moral type of person or not.
所以喺今日嘅政治嘅文化裏邊咧，就係話到佢哋要選一個人嘅時候，佢哋唔會話啊呢個人究竟佢嘅道德係好唔好咧。
But that's not the point here.The point is this, whether you're religious this morning, whether you're irreligious this morning, that's not the point.
但是今天我们所说的就不是这些，而是无论你 是一个宗教虔诚的人，或者是没有宗教的人。
The point is, Samson points us to the Christ, and you need a deliverer, you need a savior, you need a rescuer.
我哋今日想所睇嘅就系话咧，喺参孙俾我哋睇见指向嘅就系话，我哋需要一个嘅救赎者，我哋需要嘅一个救主。
I hope you, if you've had the opportunity to read this historical narrative, I hope you see the thread of the themes that run throughout the book of Judges, and in particular this part of Judges, Samson's story.
咁如果你睇《士師記》嘅時候，我希望咧，你可以咧，由《士師記》裏邊，甚至係由參孫呢一段嘅事蹟裏邊咧，你都會睇見整個嘅嗰個故嗰個嘅事件，嗰個嘅紋路係點樣樣。
If I had to summarize one of the themes, it's this: Judges ultimately about God's grace abounding to the chief of sinners.
咁如果我要去總結嘅時候，咁其中一樣我要講嘅就係到神嘅恩典係臨到呢啲大罪人。
God's grace triumphs over our stupidest acts.
神的恩典是在我们的愚蠢的行为上面来去胜过。
God offers his grace, showers you with his blessing, showers your grace, you don't deserve it.
神去将他的恩典去临到我们，终于我们是不配得。
The people of God don't seek it. The people of God don't appreciate it.
神的子民他们不去寻求神的恩典，他们也不去去欣赏。
Yet God delivers his people.
但是神去拯救呢啲嘅人。
Another theme that is brought out in the book of Judges is this.
第二个喺士师记里边要带出嚟嘅主题系。
God wants lordship over every area of your life.
神系要喺我哋生命里边嘅每一个嘅方面里边都成为我哋嘅主。
We see that clearly because God wants Israel to take the entire land of Canaan.
我哋喺呢度可以睇得好清楚嘅，你睇下神佢要以色列人系去占据成个嘅大地。
But what do God's people do in response?
咁系但系神嘅子民佢哋点样回应咧
？They only clear some of the area。
佢哋只不过喺佢哋迦南地里边，佢哋去清洁咗清除咗一部分嘅地方。
And then they learn to live with the idols of the people in the land。
咁佢哋咧就學識咗咧點樣咧同當地嘅一啲人佢哋嘅偶像一齊嘅嚟到生活。
You see, this is very dangerous because neither do they. On the one hand, they don't reject God.
呢個係好危險嘅，因為喺一方面佢哋並冇去拒絕神。
But neither do they wholly embrace him. They don't accept him.
但在另外一方面，他们也都没有来到去领受神。
It's what many have called halfway discipleship, halfway following of Jesus Christ.
他们这些呢就好像就是说呢，他们只不过是跟随神半桶水这样。
Or to put it another way, compromising your faith.
或者呢就是说在他们所信的事情上面来到去妥协。
And the book of Judges clearly tells us that's an impossible, unstable compound.
咁喺呢个士师记里边咧，俾我哋睇见就系话咧，系冇可能嘅。我哋咁样做系唔稳。
Because throughout the Bible, God says, "I'm Lord, you're not."
因为喺整本嘅圣经里边，神都讲到佢话我先系嗰个主。
And all of your life comes under my authority.
你生命嘅所有全部分都系喺我嘅主权之下。
You're not God. You don't pick and choose what part of your life belongs to God or not.
你唔系主，所以你唔可以去选择你生命嘅边一部分先至系属乎神。
And this is what has happened to God's people in the time of Samson: assimilation, caving in to the Philistine culture, intermarrying, interfaith marrying.
这个就是在参孙的时代神的子民他们这样做的，他们就是被当时非利士人的文化同化了，跟他们一起来通婚。
Because as I've already mentioned in Sunday school, the people of God don't mind that the Philistines rule over them.
在主后跟我都讲过，这些犹太人他们不再去介意非利士人来去辖制他们。
This, of course, is terrible for Israel, for God's people, because their distinctiveness as a people to serve the living God is now being compromised and is now on the way to disappear.
咁呢一样嘅事情系非常之系唔啱嘅，因为咧你睇见佢哋咁样嚟到妥协嘅时候咧，佢哋就再唔能够好似俾人突出咗佢哋系神嘅子民，佢哋点样嘅嚟到去服侍神。
Again, there's so many other more themes. I don't have time to explain them to you, but let me just mention one other. It's the theme of spiritual renewal, a continual spiritual renewal for God's people.
咁喺士师记里边仲有好多嘅主题，咁我冇时间讲晒。咁我再讲多一个就系，佢就系讲到喺呢度我哋睇见嗰个嘅属灵嘅更新。
The book of Judges shows us spiritual decline is inevitable。
喺士师记里边俾我哋睇见咧，属灵嘅低落系好似系无可避免嘅。
And therefore, spiritual renewal is vital and needs to happen every day of our lives.
所以在属灵里面的更新呢是非常之重要的，我们每一天都需要有属灵的更新。
You see, Judges is like the book of Acts in the New Testament.
士师记就好像是新约里面的使徒行传。
There's a renewal revival cycle that the people of God need to embrace, that they need for their Christian lives.
咁喺度俾我睇见咧，就神嘅子民咧喺当中咧，你睇见咧，佢系重复嘅有呢个嘅更新，嗰一个嘅过程系系信徒系需要嘅。
So what do we make of all of this?
咁喺呢啲咁多嘅事里边，咁我哋点做咧
？Maybe you're not convinced this morning that you need a savior.
可能你今朝你唔觉得你需要一个嘅救主。
Maybe you've said publicly you have a savior, you need a savior, but your life doesn't reflect that.
或者你都公开话俾你听咧，你需要一个救主，你有一个救主，但系你嘅生命咧冇咁样反映出嚟。
I'd like you to think with me and do a simple test, a test that is used for missionaries at World Harvest Mission.
咁咧咁我希望咧大家同我做一个好简单嘅测验。咁呢一個測驗咧，都係咧係有啲嘅宣教士佢哋會咁樣去做。
Many of you have taken the test already。
咁有啲人可能你都試過咁樣嘅測驗自己。
It's called the tongue test。
咁就係舌頭嘅考驗。
You see, the missionaries are asked for 1 week, do not gossip, do not even defend yourself from false accusation, do not say any unkind things to anyone for 1 week. Do that.
咁咧，呢啲宣教士咧，佢就話咧，佢哋咧就做呢個舌頭嘅考驗咧，就係話到喺一個星期裏邊，佢哋唔去講是非，佢哋唔用當人哋係去誣告佢哋嘅時候，佢哋唔用言語嚟去為自己嚟到去辯護。
And obviously, if you take that seriously, even one day, you will know that you are in the battle of your life.
咁如果你真係做呢一個嘅試考驗嘅時候，就算係一日，你都發覺咧，你其實都係喺呢個嘅爭戰當中。
Again, the reason I bring that up is there is a great need, you and I, a great need for a savior.
點解我咁樣提到呢一樣嘢咧？我就係想俾大家睇見咧，你同我咧，我哋都有一個好大嘅需要，我哋需要一個嘅救主。
And I don't know if you've noticed a pattern in Judges, if you've been with us in the Sunday School Hour. In Judges 3, Othniel rallies all of Israel against the enemy.
咁如果你熟悉呢一個士師記嘅時候，你就睇見咧以色列人佢哋點樣嘅嚟到去擁戴佢哋嘅士師。
In chapter 5, Deborah rallies part of Israel to help. He mobilizes part of Israel to help fight against the enemy. Then you get to the story of Gideon, and God narrows him down to 300 to battle the enemy. And then by Samson's time, the sins of Israel have decimated the people of God so much that no one is willing, no one will fight the liberation fight.
咁直去到參孫嗰個時期嘅時候，你發覺咧，佢哋已經到一個地步咧，就係啲以色列人冇一個人咧願意同埋參孫一齊去作戰。
But why are we not discouraged in knowing that？
點解當我哋認識到咁嘅時候，我哋都唔灰心咧
？It's a simple fact. God can save through one.Through only one champion.
一個好簡單嘅事實就係話到神可以就算係藉著一個人，佢都可以得勝。
Judah refuses to help Samson against the Philistines.
猶大人去拒絕嚟到去幫助參孫去對抗非利士。
Samson is left alone to fight to do battle.
咁參孫就係自己一個人嘅嚟到去作戰。
Samson willingly gives himself over to God's people.And to the enemy.
咁參孫佢願意嘅就係將佢自己交俾呢一啲猶大人同埋非利士人。
Did you notice that in the text that we read? Again, we couldn't read the entire narrative. We only got 11 verses of chapter 15. But did you notice there what it said?
咁我哋今日所睇嘅經文，你有冇留意到佢點講咧？我哋唔可以睇曬咁多嘅經節。
Samson willingly is bound.Samson is willingly given over. He allows that. He allows Israel to give him over to the Philistines, the enemy.
咁參孫佢將自己擺出嚟去俾猶太人點樣嘅嚟到去將佢綁起，將佢自己交俾呢啲非利士人。
God will save through one champion, even when God's people are reluctant to get involved.
纵然神嘅子民佢哋唔愿意嘅嚟到去参与，但系神亦都可以咧，藉着只系一个嘅人嚟到去战胜。
You see, you shouldn't be discouraged when you read the book of Judges because God raises up Samson for a reason, for a purpose to stir up trouble between the Philistines and the Israelites.
咁当我哋去睇士师记嘅时候咧，我哋去睇到咧就系神点样兴起呢个参孙，以致咧佢能够咧系以致佢令到咧以色列人同埋呢一个非利士人咧，佢哋之间系有呢一个嘅不和。
He even uses Samson's waywardness, Samson's sinfulness to accomplish his purposes.
佢甚至咧用参孙佢嗰个嘅任性，佢嗰一个嘅佢嘅罪嚟到去达成佢嘅目的。
Because Israel, the people of God, were tempted, were in danger of losing their distinctiveness of serving the Lord. And Samson might be a moral fool.
可能參孫佢喺佢嘅道德上邊都有係好逾轉。
But Samson's no military fool.
但係參孫喺呢個軍事上邊佢唔係愚蠢嘅。
Because he's anointed by the Spirit of the Living God.
因為佢係被神嘅靈嚟到去高立嘅。
And he's given supernatural strength to accomplish what God wants.
咁佢係被賜予呢一個超然嘅能力嚟到去達成神。
And what does God want?
神想要达到什么呢?
He doesn't want his people to be assimilated into the world. He doesn't want his people to be assimilated with the Philistines. And so trouble happens. Between the enemy of God, Philistines, and Israel. And Samson is the judge, the military leader.Anointed by God to deliver his people. That's why God can save a nation of fools through one. Because in verse 12 and 13, it's very clear Samson willingly is handed over.To the Philistines.
因為喺第十二到第十節嘅我哋睇見咧，參孫係願意嘅嚟將讓佢自己咧係被交到喺啲非利士人嘅手中。
And in the same manner, Jesus is handed over to his enemies.
同樣，耶穌基督亦都係被交到喺佢嘅仇敵嘅手上。
He's deserted by all, everyone.
佢被所有嘅人嚟到去離棄。
And those famous words, Jesus on the cross.My God, why have you forsaken me?
在十字架上面耶稣他讲过一个说话我们都记得的就是他说爱主我的神我的神为什么离弃我
Because for the very first time ever, he doesn't see the face of God, his Father.
因为他有史以来第一次的就是说他看不见神的面
And the tension between grace and law meets finally.At the cross.
在十字架上面我们就看见这个恩典和这个律法那一个的张力在十字架上面
Because how can God demand our obedience and at the same time love us anyway and always? How is that possible?
因为我们看见是看到你是几咁的无可能就是说到神去要我们对他有一个信服而另外一方面就是说到神他的恩典是临到
It's possible because Jesus gives himself over, bound to the enemy.
但是因为耶稣基督他愿意被捆绑的是被交到他这个敌人的手上就使到这件事能够去有可能。
I hope you see the practicality of that because Jesus ushers a new way in to fight, a new way for us Christians to fight the enemy.
咁我希望咧，大家喺呢度咧可以睇见嗰个实在实用性，就系话到耶稣基督佢俾我哋睇见一个新嘅方法嚟到去对抗我哋嘅敌人。
It's a better way.
一个更加好嘅方法。
What was the Old Testament way? What is the way of the world to fight your enemy?
在舊約裡面 在世界他們是怎樣來對抗敵人呢
The world says On the outside I don't say anything But the inside I hate your guts
這個世界呢就是說你在外表看不見我我沒有說什麼東西在裡面我生到你死
In the Old Testament What happens in holy war Heaps and heaps and heaps Of dead bodies
在舊約的時候你看見當他們要去打這個聖戰的時候怎樣一堆一堆的屍體就是這樣堆起來
See here's the problem with the old way The old way If your enemy survives You better watch out If your enemy survives They come in after you You better watch out
在舊約的方法裡面的問題是什麼呢就是說如果你的敵人他們是在爭戰當中生存的時候那你就要小心了因為他們會來報復
And you know what's remarkable about the new way?
新的方法有什麼的獨特處
Jesus makes his enemies his friends
耶穌基督將他的敵人成為他的朋友
Jesus makes us his enemies his friends
耶穌基督將我們本來是他的敵人將我們成為他的朋友
We're his enemies. We were once his enemies. Now we are the church, his body.
我们昔日是神的敌人，但我们今天成为他的教会，他的身体。
That's remarkable. That's incredible.
你的体验是几么令人难以置信。
You need this one, this deliverer, this champion.
我们需要这个救赎主。
Because if you took the tongue test, you know the battle is fierce.
因为当我们做我们的舌头的试验的时候，你就知道这个的争战是非常的激烈。
And so what do we do? You just go out there, get hammered? Just go out. Try your best. Go ahead. Just try. Go. Go out there.
我们怎么做呢？是我们就这样出去呢？
Is that what God's saying? Just go.
神是不是这样说？你出去吧。
You can't. You can't do it.
我们不可以这样做。
What does the text tell us to do then? What does Samson do?
在经文里面他告诉我们什么呢？参孙给我们看见他做了什么呢？
It's incredible, isn't it? Samson, what happens? Samson cries out to God for the first time in a narrative. He cries out to God, I'm thirsty!
令人很难以置信的就是我们看见参孙他第一次的向神来呼喊，他说什么？他说我口干。
And amazingly, a spring of water gushes up.And Samson drinks and lives.
好奇蹟性的就是说到有一个泉源是涌出来，那参孙就可以喝这些水，那他就可以生存。
Gushing up water. Remind you anything? In the New Testament?
在泉源里面有些水涌出来，提醒我们在新约里面什么东西呢？
Fountains. Living water. Jesus provides. Drink.He says, from me.
一个水泉，一个嘅活水，耶稣基督，佢俾我哋呢啲嘅水嚟到去饮。
You see the pattern? You only see glimpses in Samson, but do you see the pattern? He repents, not completely until the end of the narrative, but you see here, he cries out to God and drinks from the Lord. That's how you can fight the fight.
咁喺呢度我哋可以睇见嗰一个嘅模式系乜嘢？参孙佢嗰个嘅悔改，虽然佢唔系完全嘅悔改喺呢一段嘅经文，但系当佢去回转嘅时候，佢饮神俾佢嘅水嘅时候，佢就得着嗰个力量去继续嘅征战。
Right. Every day, repentance and faith, repentance and faith, repentance and faith.
每一日我哋都要有呢个嘅悔改，有呢个相信，有呢个悔改，有呢个相信。
And then you can go out there and make.Your enemies, your friends.
然后我们就可以出去叫我们的敌人成为我们的朋友。
Jesus said in John 18:36, I've come in the strength of weakness.
在约翰福音十八章三十六节那里，耶稣他说到，我来到是带着这个软弱的力量。
You see, if you do it the world's way, you heap up bodies because what do? Ignore people. Right?That's killing them. Because when you ignore someone, you say they don't exist.
咁世界嘅做法係咩？世界嘅做法就係咧，好似咧將一啲人、將啲屍體堆起一樣。我哋就係透過咧，我哋去唔理唔睬呢啲嘅人，唔理唔睬呢啲人，就好似等於我哋殺咗呢啲人咁樣。
But when you go out in spiritual weakness, the Lord uses you, and you can turn your enemies into your friends.
但如果我们藉着在我们灵里面，我们那个软弱，我们去靠着神的时候，我们可以怎样将我们的敌人去转为朋友？
You see, Samson starts to defeat the enemy. King David finishes the Philistines, and Jesus gets the victory overall.
你会看见参孙去开始去对抗这个敌人，而大卫他也去出去对抗这个敌人。耶稣基督他是战胜一切。
Will you let God this morning slay the pride in you?
你愿不愿意今天让神来到去除去你心里面的骄傲？
Will you go and drink from the fountain that Jesus has for you?
你愿不愿意去到去饮耶稣为你预备的那些泉水呢？
That's the point of Judges.
这个就是士师记里面给我们看到的要点。
God can use you, just like Samson, someone flawed, to bring glory to him.
神可以用你就好像參孫那樣，雖然他是滿有這個的瑕疵和弱點，你都可以榮耀神。
Don't compromise. Don't compromise your faith.
不要在你的信心裡面去妥協。
Rest in His grace again and again.
在神的恩典裡面一次一次的來到安息。
And then you'll be checking the evil in yourself and around you.
咁你就可以咧，你都可以察驗到喺你裏邊同埋喺你嘅四周圍嗰個嘅邪惡係乜嘢嘢。
And you'll see glimpses of remarkable things happening that God using you in the lives of others。
咁你咧就可以睇見咧，神喺你身上面咧係點樣咧，係做一啲好奇妙嘅事嚟到去喺人喺別人當中。
Father, we thank you for this brief look at the historical narrative of Samson.
天父，多謝你俾我哋能夠可以喺今日睇見啊參孫呢一段嘅事情。
We pray that you would touch our hearts and our minds so that we would respond to your truth.
神啊，求你嘅就係去觸摸我哋嘅心靈，以致我能夠睇見你嘅真理。
Father, on the one hand, we might be apprehensive and weary of this new way.
神啊，在一方面，我们可能对于这个新的途径，我们会 在当中有疑惑。
And it's certainly understandable.
是可以明白的。
But Lord, help us then to drink from Jesus.
神啊，求你帮助我们在耶稣基督里面去饮祂给我们的泉水。
To draw near Him.
来到去亲近耶稣基督。
To see afresh what He has done for us.
你都可以重新嘅睇下耶稣基督为我哋所做嘅系啲咩嘢。
Because that's where it all starts.
因为我哋就系喺嗰度系起步。
And we'll begin to make our enemies into our friends.
以致我哋可以开始嘅点样将我哋嘅敌人成为朋友。
Pray that that might be so for Jesus' sake.
奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.